This is Living the RV Dream, episode 29 for Friday, October 13, 2017.
I'm riding with my RV.
My RV.
Wherever I want to be. Guess I'm free in my RV.
Well, hello, happy campers, and welcome to another edition of Living the RV Dream. I am your host, Robert Morales, for those of you who are new to the podcast. And me and my wife, we travel in a travel trailer, Winnebago Micro Mini 1706 FB, which is on the small side, but very, very easy to tow, and it suits our needs. And today I'm coming to you for the first time from a boondocking location. So that's another milestone for the podcast. I'm staying at the Horse Creek Winery. This is in southern Georgia. And of course, the minute I start recording the podcast, the gardening crew comes in and starts mowing the lawn. And I thought it was going to be a quiet morning here. Actually, they arrived just before the sunrise. I thought, this might be quieter than a Walmart. But in this case, it wasn't. Last night, it was very nice. But I also miscalculated and I didn't bring my new generator. And the thing is, still in southern Georgia, even in the middle of October, it's still kind of warm. Very hot during the day and still kind of warm at night. It was the temperature dipped probably to 80 degrees, 70, high 70s. It wasn't too bad, but still, I would rather have air conditioning. So the next time, I'm never living without my generator again. And what am I doing here in southern Georgia, you might ask? I left on Sunday, and coming up north, I stayed in central Florida for a couple of days at the very nice campground. Actually, it was originally recommended by John and Kathy Huggins some years back. And I hit that recommendation, and I made a mental note. And now I was there. It's called Lake Louisa State Park. Beautiful park. And by the way, best kept secret, get site number 27. Don't get it. Don't tell anybody. It's a pull-through site, and your windows, you get this beautiful view of the lake. It's not Lake Louisa. The name escapes me right now. There's a bunch of lakes around that area. And by the way, very appropriately called Lake County, Florida. But anyways, the whole point of this trip, and that's why I'm slowly working my way north. I want to see the fall foliage, the turning of the leaves in the trees. Something that I have never really seen, because in South Florida, the leaves don't turn. It's always green. And palm trees, of course, don't turn. But I hear that peak season for that is going to be North Georgia. So that's the final destination. And probably going to try to see it in Helen. By the time you hear this, we'll probably be in Helen, Georgia. It's a small German-themed town. And they're going to have Oktoberfest as well. So it should be fun. And see the leaves turn. We might even go a little further north and do the Tale of the Dragon or the Blue Ridge Parkway. Not set plans yet. And also, another peculiarity of this trip is I am doing this first leg of the trip solo. My wife is joining me in Atlanta. Actually, by the time you hear this, she will be with me already. And what do you think here of my boondocking podcasting setup? If you hear that I'm popping my peas a little bit, I'm getting the hang of this new microphone. I mean, new to the podcast. This is I'm using the microphone that I use to sing. For those of you who don't know, I'm also a musician and a singer. It's a lot more easy to handle. Normally I would record the podcast on this Audio Technica, large diaphragm condenser microphone, which is great, but it's very sensitive to shock, movement or any kind of, it's fragile, let's put it that way. And it was a pain in the butt to set up here in the RV. So now I have this, it's a vocal dynamic microphone it should sound almost as good as the other one. I just have to have a little better technique because I don't have a pop filter in front of the microphone. So you know, sometimes I pop my peas like now. And now that we don't have a sponsor or anything like that, I'm going to keep the podcast format very, very loose. Like, you know, before I had, also because I was on Reno Viola Radio, I had to have that 26-minute hard stop, or I could have made it an hour, but at the beginning I didn't know if I was going to have material to entertain you guys for that long. Obviously, sometimes I do. The whole idea for me, I don't want the podcast to become like a chore that I have to do every week. You know, I want it to be a conversation. And in the previous episode, I mentioned I probably moved to a monthly format, you know, like the RV Navigators, for example. But I might do it a little more often. I might do it bi-weekly. I might even go back to a weekly format if we have enough material, if I have interviews. Actually, you guys, I would love for you guys to send me some feedback. And let me know what you guys would like to hear about in this podcast. To me, I rather ramble on about all my trips and my future trips and all that stuff. And by the way, the email to reach me for that is robert@travelingrobert.com. Or just go to the website, which is where the show notes reside, and travelingrobert.com. And if you scroll down, actually, never mind. If you scroll down, you can sign up for the newsletter, which I've been neglecting as well. But at least once a week or every other week, I send a newsletter with news or new videos. Sometimes I put articles that I find online, some, you know, useful information always. And also on the top right corner, there's a button that says send me a voicemail. And you can send me a voicemail and I'll play it here in the podcast. And I would love to hear your voices. Well, let me tell you a little bit about my trip here. As many of you know, we live in Miami, Florida. And when we're not in a hurry, my route of choice to get out of South Florida is US 27. Especially in the beginning, because it's just, I mean, there was no one on that road except me and maybe a couple more people. And some RVers, I saw some RVers already, some snowbirds coming down south. But it's at least until you hit all the small towns of Central Florida, it's a very easy route to take, of course. And my first stop is usually in between South Bay and Clewston, right by Lake Okeechobee. There's this park called John Stretch Park, and it's right next to the levee that holds Lake Okeechobee back, which, by the way, it's at one of its highest levels ever. And it's a good place to take your first break. You know, it's about an hour and a half, almost 2 hours into the trip. I even flew my drone, you know, to get some footage for the video. And from there, you know, it's a little bit of a tedious drive north, and you go through all the small towns. And I don't know why, but some of these small towns, the speed limit is like 35 miles per hour. And you're coming at, you know, 60, 65. So it's kind of inconvenient. I guess maybe the highway patrol does that. So you continue speeding and give you a ticket. Who knows? But that's the only downside of US 27, especially as you reach Central Florida. You know, once you reach Sebring and Avon Park and what's the name of the other? Lake Wales. You know, Lake Wales, that's where the Buck Tower is located. A very cool place. You should visit it. And now there's a bunch of construction right next to Lake Louisa. By the way, that's South Claremont. But if you continue a little further north in Claremont, there's a couple of attractions that one of them was very cool. I mean, and one of them was very lame. The very cool one, and I actually enjoyed it, is it's the little White House, or it's called the President's Hall or something like that. And they have a replica of the White House, like a scale model, you know, and it's very cool because you can see inside every room and they have them decorated, and they also have like replicas of the Oval Office as it's been through all the different presidents. Very, very cool. By the way, I always thought the Oval Office wasn't that, you know, when you see the White House from the South Lawn, I always thought that the Oval Office wasn't that round area. And no, it is not. It's somewhere else. Who would have thunk it? You know, the things one assumes and are not true. But very, very cool place. They have a scale like a mannequin, like a, what's it called? An animatron of Obama. And Obama moves when you least expect it. That was very, very creepy. They have some animatronics of presidents that look a little bit creepy because they don't look exactly like the person. But anyways, I digress. You should visit it. Now, right next to it, there's this other attraction called... By the way, the President's Hall is $15 per person, and that they give you an annual pass, so you can come back within the year whenever you want. The other attraction in this area is called the Citrus Tower. It's a high tower built in the 1950s, and I didn't do much of a research, so I cannot tell you much of the story of this tower. But they charge you $7 plus tax to go up. And really, it's just a view of this suburb area and a couple of lakes. And yeah, you see downtown Orlando in the distance, but it's not that great a view. And they don't have air conditioning up there, so it's really hot. And I don't think it's worth it. You know, I flew the drone and got a better view. So that's what I did. In this area, I also wanted to see too much. I went to this other town a little further north. Very, very pretty town. It's called Howie by the lake. It's by Lake Apopka, and a very, very cool little town. They have the Howie Mansion, which is private property. I haven't done a lot of research, but I suppose that's where the name of the town comes from this guy named Howie. And I had lunch at this, it's called J.B. Boondocks restaurant. It's right on the lake. Very, very nice place, you know, a very cool view and very friendly staff. So, yeah, I do recommend this Howie by the Lake place. I almost went all the way up to Mount Dora. It was only like 20 more minutes, or Eustis or Mount Dora, you know, that area where we were about 2 years ago. But I decided to go to Dade City because I read this article that is supposed to be this charming southern town. And maybe I was in the wrong street. Because there was nothing. I mean, I didn't find the charming area. Yeah, there's this the old courthouse building, which is like this, you know, Greek Revival or whatever. It's you know, architecture. But I wasn't impressed. Maybe I'll go back again with more time. I was also very tired. You know, I drove a lot that day. I always make that mistake of wanting to do too much, to cover too much ground in one day. The rest of my time, I just hung out there at the Lake Louisa State Park. As I said, beautiful state park. And I also got to go to Downtown Disney, which is not called Downtown Disney anymore. I know, and I said, this trip, I'm going to go to Orlando, but I'm not going to visit Disney World or anything related to those touristy places. Well, I had a chance to meet up with one of the viewers, actually a charter member of my Patreon community, you know, a producer. That's what I call him, a producer of my video show. Executive producer, if I might add, Mr. Eric O. And we met up there at Downtown Disney, which is not called Downtown Disney anymore. It's, brother, why did they change the name of places? Downtown Disney was perfect. Now it's called the Disney Springs. And we met up at the T-Rex Cafe, had a beer, you know, and, you know, caught up. A little bit, very cool guy, and it's always so great to meet people on the road, be it fellow RVers or listeners or viewers to my YouTube channel. By the way, youtube.com/travelingrobert, if you don't know where that is, and you know, you'll check out videos of this trip in a couple of weeks. I'm a little behind. I still have one video to finish from Charleston, and that happened almost 2 months ago. You know, Hurricane Irma really threw a monkey wrench in all my traveling plans a little bit. But we survived, and And yeah, as you know, I went to the Keys last weekend. Was it last weekend or the weekend before? October 1st was the first day that the Keys opened to the public, you know, to non-residents. And we went down there. And as expected, Key Largo and Key West are pretty much okay. They got probably the same amount of damage as Miami. But the middle and the lower Keys, everything from the beginning of Marathon to right before Key West, it's a total destruction. I don't remember if I spoke about it on the previous episode. I don't think I had gone yet on the previous episode. And also the area by where the Tiki Bar was, yeah, past tense, because it got destroyed by the storm. The Whale Harbor area, which is also called the Holiday Isle, is the name of the island, and that's where the Theater of the Sea is located. That area, maybe there was a tornado or something, but it got pretty badly damaged. And as I've been driving here in Florida, going north, I see the random fallen tree or a destroyed billboard. Here and there, or bent billboard, or you know what it's you can tell that the hurricane did damage in the whole state of Florida. Although the further north that I go, the least damage I see here in Georgia, it's like nothing happened. Well, I'm gonna keep this episode on the short side. Right now I'm going to pick up and go to a nearby Walmart, get some water because I'm running out of drinking water. And I don't trust the water in my fresh water tank. I never have, not to drink. I'll brush my teeth or use it to cook or whatever, but not to drink. I don't know why. Something about the fresh water tank. You guys probably agree. Send me an email if you have any thoughts on that. So from here, I'm going to go to Macon, which is about 2 hours north of here. And there's a couple of places that I want to visit. Near Macon, and let me see. Actually, there's a couple of places that I want to visit on the way. As you probably saw my previous video from here, there's the Magnolia Plantation, and although it was very tourist trappy and very not what I expected, it's just basically a store with Georgia products, but everything looks very prepackaged, very not like locally fresh product, if you know what I mean. You know, high fructose corn syrup in everything, and the preservatives and all that stuff. But there was something that we liked a lot, which is like a peach infused hot sauce. So I'm gonna see if I can get a couple of bottles of that. Also, someone recommended to go to the SL Sausage Company, which is also kind of on the way. It's a little out of the way. It's in Cordell, Georgia. And I'm going to check it out and see if I get some sausages. And another place that I want to visit along the way is Ellis Brothers Pecans, which is another place that somebody recommended in an email, their website is werenuts.com, and that's in Vienna, Georgia. It's all on the way along I-75, and eventually I'm gonna stay at Macon. I'll probably stay at the same place that I stayed at the last time. It's called the Al-Sihah Shrine Temple. It was like $20-something, but it's with the Good Sam membership. It was like, I think it was $14 a night or something like that. Very, very inexpensive. And somebody recommended that I visit the Museum of Aviation that is near. It's the Robbins Air Force Base in Georgia. So I'm going to see if I check that out. And I might even go down to backtrack and go down to Perry, because in Perry there's a, I don't know, I've never seen Perry, Georgia, and I've heard about it, and I, you know, want to see it. And those are the immediate plans. Then the next night, the idea is to overnight at the Walmart in Marietta, Georgia, and then I have a reservation at Marietta, Georgia, to leave the RV there and go pick up my wife at the Atlanta airport, and we'll take it from there. I'm going to let you all go now, and I'm going to start, you know, picking up the RV, get it ready for travel here as we continue on the way north. Actually, the Walmart is just south of here, but then it's on the way north. As always, you know, you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, everywhere, you know, everywhere that you look, I am Traveling Robert, except on LinkedIn, I am just Robert Morales. But everywhere, Traveling Robert. Also, if you enjoy the work that I'm doing here, showing you different places, and you would like to be a producer of the show, check out patreon.com/travelingrobert, and there will be a link in the show notes. And if you don't see the show notes in your podcatcher, in your player, in your phone or whatever, just go to travelingrobert.com/podcast/0029. And that's where the show notes for this episode will reside. Until the next time, thank you so much for listening, and see you on the road.